Well, what's going on, everyone? This is Mr. Andre representing the House of Dre podcast. And man. So over the years, for the past 4 years, going on, yeah, about 4 years, I've been a podcaster, of course. I've done the podcast game since 2020. Apparently it was July 6th of 2020. So from July 6th of 2020 until now, I've been podcasting. Of course, I did take a massive break at first, but I had opened up my own podcast, and then I just came back over to this podcast. So I've still been podcasting. Don't act like it like I stopped and never came back or something. No, I kept going. I kept going. I never stopped. I kept going. And over the years, I've been definitely enjoying doing podcasts. But at the same time, I really hasn't been enjoying them here lately. I haven't been enjoying them for a little while, quite honestly. And the reason why is because so much stuff has changed from the podcast itself, from what it was in the beginning to what it is now. And I don't like to reflect the change that's going on. Doesn't reflect in the numbers, if that makes sense. So basically, whenever you start podcasting or whatever, let's say you start off on Spotify. So if you start podcasting or whatever, Spotify will showcase you your numbers. You know, you get the analytics and stuff of how much you podcast. I mean, like the episodes and how many views you get and all that stuff, and I'm telling y'all, the podcast started at a very top of the mountain type deal, like 30 plus listeners, plays and stuff. But now we're at, now I'm not even close to that, right? So it has me thinking heavily about rebooting the podcast. So what does rebooting the podcast mean? Usually you hear reboot meaning... We take what it was and then we flip it on its head and now it's something different. Basically, it's what it is. Basically, that's what I'm thinking. And the way I want to reboot it, though, is all the episodes that we have here on the podcast, right, from the 4+ years, which is a very long time, very, very long time. I'm thinking of this half of me wants me to go ahead and just delete majority of my stuff, delete everything. Wait, one part of me said delete all the episodes and start fresh like that. Another part of me says close this podcast down and then restart it up again and still be called a House of Dre, this time with all with the freshly new updated podcast. So like the past, oh, I don't remember, past X amount when I started the House of Dre podcast, it will probably be from there moving forward and have it like that, especially some of the podcasts I do have on YouTube and stuff. So I'm thinking about doing that. Part of me wants to do that. But now part of me also wants to go ahead and another part of me wants me to go ahead and take some of my favorite podcasts episodes from the past, condense it. I mean, take those ones, download those ones, and then when I start over, I can start over and just add those podcasts also, all those podcasts from the past. And do it that way. That's what I've been thinking about. I've been thinking about this for about a week now, I want to say. So that's a high possibility. So if you're listening right now, if you're listening to the podcast right now, no matter where you at, if you're listening to the podcast, potentially starting February 1st, maybe February 1st, maybe the weekend of the February 1st weekend or whatever, this podcast most likely will be deleted, potentially could be deleted. And after I delete it, it'll be re-uploaded. Now, I know there's plenty of spots where the podcast was available on. I mean, Google Podcasts is... Apple. I know I won't be able to get back to Apple. Apple, Pandora, like different spots the podcast was available on, like that is available on right now. I know it'll be hard for me to get those back. However, at the same time, a lot of those spots no longer allow the podcasters anymore. Some of the spots have disowned their podcasters and said they stop having the podcasters, or they stop using the podcast side of their things. So today I got a message from Google Podcasts. I mean, not today. Earlier this week, I got a message from Google Podcasts that said, hey, we're getting rid of Google Podcasts here on their world. I'm like, dang, y'all getting rid of y'all podcasters? I'm like, dang, that sucks because, you Google. So I'm surprised Google Podcasts move away. So they're like, oh, we're moving away, but this is going to be part of something different or whatever. I can't remember exactly what it said. So this was one of them. Another one, I forgot who it was. They was also saying they was getting rid of their podcast, that they're done with the podcasting world or whatever, and they're moving that section or whatever to something completely different. So what it sounds like to me is I need to reevaluate my podcast styles or whatever. Either reevaluate or keep it pushing. I haven't decided exactly how to move forward right now, right? I don't know. I haven't decided how I'm going to move forward with the podcast. Like I said, I enjoy podcasting, right? I enjoy doing my podcast. But most of anything, I just enjoy talking and people listening. I enjoy talking to people listening. I don't get the same amount of plays like I used to in the past. We might get five, might get nine, I don't know. And that's what makes it difficult podcasting in the first place, because podcasting can be really podcast. There's nothing to hide from. There's nothing to hide from. So you can't go, man, my podcast numbers are doing big numbers and stuff. And then those numbers comes in, and in the reality phase is like, no, your podcast is not doing big numbers or whatever. It's not doing what it used to. And that's what I'm suffering from. I'm suffering from it doesn't hit the same. It doesn't hit the same. For me, podcasting, for me personally, I always need a co-host. I need a co-host to run a podcast with, because without one, it's just me. And y'all see what stuff I do when it's just me talking. So far, I always tease that the podcast is going to end eventually. Right now, I'm in a middle state. It could end right now. I could just stop doing it altogether. I could just keep going. I haven't decided just yet exactly how I want to go forward with the podcast. It is no knock to people who listens. No knock to you. It's just my reality is I'm stronger with a co-host. And if you're listening, no matter where you're from, I don't care where you're from. You can be from Spain, Italy, Africa, England, America. I don't care where you're from. And you're like, man, hell, if you need a podcast host, I can do that. I could do that. If you think you can join me in podcasting and being a co-host of my podcast, there are rules. There are some rules. One of the rules is A, I need you to be well diversed in a lot of topics. A lot of topics. I mean, diverse in a lot of topics. And one of the bigger ones I need you to be, well-versed in anime, manga, comic books and the superheroes and stuff. I need you to be well-versed in that too, because I love talking about those. We love to go on rants. We love to have discussions about it. I like to do all that. So you have to be well-versed, because one week we're talking about straight up anime stuff, fantasy stuff, and going into the details of stuff, trying to figure out some stuff together. Next week we're talking about music or something. Next week we're talking about celebrity drama. That's that's the criteria. You have to be well versed in everything, because I don't want you to sit here on a podcast and, you know, I'm talking about anime related stuff or something, and I ask your personal opinion and you're like, oh, I don't watch. Well, then we can't do this. The dynamic is going to be off then. Dynamic going to be off. I need you to be able to talk about this stuff. And if you can't talk about this stuff, there's no point, right? Also, you have to be available. I need you to be available once a week. The weekends is perfect. Saturdays are perfect. Saturdays or so is perfect for weekends. And preferably for you to have a laptop or so. If you're not in Oklahoma, preferably for you to have a laptop and access to stream, well, and access to the internet nowadays, because of course that's easy to get to. But we need to do that. That way we can still do our podcasts live. We can do live podcasts. Well, just the recording part where we can record our stuff or whatever and get it down and into the nitty to it. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of things. So far I'm at the question mark stage of podcasting. Of course, I'm always at the question mark stage in the podcasting, because I don't know what's next. I don't know where I'm gonna go with this. I just want to give an update to the podcast and what's going on. No decisions been made. Zero decisions being made. Zero. Zero. Absolutely zero. Another idea I've been thinking of is taking the podcast and staying on YouTube with it. That's another thing. So much. But, yeah. Podcast update. Potentially it might not be another episode for a little bit. I'm not too for sure just yet. I don't know what I want to do. If you see it disappear, just give it some time. If you're on Spotify, you're good, because you'll probably see it disappear, then it'll reappear with the episodes or whatever. But any other platform users out there that uses like Apple Music, if you use Apple Music, it's over with. But if you use Pandora and all this other stuff, then you might not see this podcast ever again. I don't know. But I'm a clock out. I'm gonna go ahead and clock out for the night, for the time being. Question mark to the podcast world just now for me. And I'll catch you guys on the next one.